Ever Closer, Episode 36. Week 6. Reflection. We are lost and doomed to die in our sin without Jesus. Our hope and reason for rejoicing lie in understanding that Jesus not only created all things, but also holds them together. And through His blood shed on the cross, He reconciles all things to Himself. Our scripture focus for this week is Colossians 1:15-20. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and in Him all things are held together. He is the head of the body, the assembly, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For all the fullness was pleased to dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. By Him, I say, whether things on the earth or things in the heavens. Following are three application questions. 1. The song Splendor calls all people groups and creation to praise God for His majesty and salvation. How might joining in this universal chorus of praise shift your focus from current troubles to eternal hope? 2. The greatest gift references Isaiah 9:6, which describes Jesus with four powerful titles. Which of these titles, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, or Prince of Peace, speaks most directly to your current needs? And how might embracing this aspect of Jesus bring you greater rejoicing? 3. Jesus is God the Son who shows us what it means to know God as a loving Father and enables all who trust Him to become a son or daughter of God. Who can you be praying for to receive Jesus by faith and become adopted into God's family?